Page 68. 1. Reading. Read for main ideas. Read the article. How many of your ideas are mentioned? What types of data leakage can you find? What are the reasons for it? Data leakage. Are you protected?
Like any company, your business is no doubt one in which technology is widely used. Online banking, sales, network collaboration, and communication are central to your operation, and your IT professionals carefully safeguard your electronic data. But how secure is that data? You might well have software that protects you from the external threats of hacking and industrial espionage, but are you overlooking another threat that's closer to home? You probably encourage your staff to take work home. With laptops, portable storage devices, and smartphones, it's easy for employees to finish off that report at night or reply to email on the train to work. Thanks to technology, you have a productive workforce that works for you during off hours. However, this means your confidential company data is out in the open, outside of your premises. It's less secure and is vulnerable to misuse and theft. And you don't need reminding that the loss or leaking of sensitive financial data, strategic plans, and intellectual property could not only cost your company its competitive edge, but could ruin it completely. The enemy within? Research commissioned by Cisco and carried out by Insight Express in 10 countries estimated that within a 2-year period, over 250 million confidential records were either lost or stolen. The research also revealed the extent to which employee behavior, both innocent and malicious, can put company data at risk. While insiders were responsible for 21% of electronic crimes, as opposed to 58% for outsiders, the company surveyed estimated that 33% of insider crimes were costly or damaging. Reasons for data leakage. Yet, even without crime, there are many more mundane reasons for data leakage. The report paints a worrisome picture of employee behaviors, among which is using company computers to access personal email. Even though many employers do not allow this, almost 80% of employees do it, over 60% of whom do it at least once a day. Unauthorized applications for email, online banking, or shopping can put your computers at risk from theft or viruses from malicious sites. Other common behaviors are when employees knowingly bypass or change security settings to access sites for personal use, and also when they fail to use passwords or log off correctly. According to the report, 1/3 of employees leave their computers on without logging off when they leave their desks, including overnight, and 1/5 leave log-on information in insecure places, often next to their computers. Remote working also causes problems if employees transfer or copy data from company computers to home computers, to which others may have access, and many of which may not have the same level of security. Computers and storage devices can be lost or stolen when used in public, and the practice of discussing sensitive company information in public, where others can overhear, is widespread. Incredibly, 25% of employees admit to sharing such information with friends, family, and strangers. What's to be done? The practices described above may not even be considered problematic by employees, many of whom would see their actions as entirely legitimate. Training and insistence upon the observance of security protocol is one way to handle it.